Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You will have no success outside of God. And you got to get into this book. You got to get into the book. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, the volume of this book is written of me. From Genesis to Revelation, you see Jesus everywhere. You see Jesus everywhere. So one, we need to focus on telling others the gospel. Then we need a purpose in our heart. And then we need to separate ourselves from the world. Romans 12, 1 to 2 tells us, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Remember, if you're Christ, he says your body is no more your own anyway. Don't forget that. He said your body is no more your own, but you have been bought with a price. And what is that price? The precious blood of Jesus Christ. And it says, present your body a living sacrifice. It says, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will. Folks, it's a sad day when Christians are following the world. If you cannot look at someone and see what fruits they're producing and don't know whether they are part of God's family or part of the world, it's a sad day. Because remember, if the fruit of the Spirit is in you, it's going to come out. You can't hide it. The Bible says you can't set it under a bushel, but your light will shine. So wherever you go, you are going to be a witness. But even more than that, he tells us we need to go. You know, my mom told me, go to the store. If she never told me, you think I would have went? I would have kind of sat there and watched TV, but she said, go. Jesus was telling us to go. He was telling us to go. That's a command. That's not a suggestion. You know, it's just like that woman at the well. When Jesus told her, what did she do? Anybody know what she did? Come on. Look, she's nudging him. He's got some spirit back. What did he do? What did she do?
With the lady.
Yeah.
He asked Jesus why. But Jesus wasn't, the Jews wasn't supposed to associate with
that's right. Father. That's right.
And Jesus told her about her husband.
That's right. But after all of that, after Jesus got through for what did she go do?
She went and spread it.
He finally got to what I wanted. That's right. He went and spread it. She didn't wait to take the class. She didn't wait for the feeling. She received Jesus. Whenever you receive Jesus, you will go. You will go. You will go. You would go. Now we talked about this mission that Jesus said. He says, for this cause came I. I said I was done. I'm almost done here. He said, for this cause I came I. What was this cause? What was this cause? In case you didn't know, let me help you here. What was this cause? This is what Jesus' cause was. If you would, turn to Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Man, I got to hurry up here. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. It says, and he saith unto them, follow me, and you might become fishers of men. Oh, that ain't going to work, is it? He says unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Is that an option? If you follow him, it will happen. If Jesus says something, it will happen. If you follow me, I will make you fishers of men. So think about that. If I'm following him, I will become fishers of men. Greater works than these you shall do. We have more resources at our hands during that time that Jesus was born. We can do great things to reach many people for Jesus Christ. We can do great things. So we're still talking about what was this mission. Here's what I want you to see here. This is good. I'm getting to it here.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.